because yeah. I wanted to mention how there's like 45,000 denominations of Christianity, mm. and
that's
and
wild.
It's wild. Yeah, it's like if you think about it, it's crazy how it started from one church, and then all these denominations came by. And as far as I'm concerned, I know that through different beliefs, right? So if somebody, if a church had or a like group of people had different sort of beliefs, they kind of formed a church on their own,
yeah.
and then named it. Catholicism, yeah. Protestantism, and this all names actually relate to close beliefs of what they have according to the Bible, right? So if they read a passage, this is what they believe. They think the original people that came up with the understanding of the Bible is wrong, so they kind of divided, right? So I think that's how it's split up, right? Like through different beliefs as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I kind of want to get to.
Now everybody's kind of just doing whatever they want.
Like if I interpret this way, Bible, like this is how it's speaking to me, but I don't think that's necessarily right either because I thought it was. But
that's why there's, I feel like so many denominations is those little differences that within the Christian community that they see, they already assume that one knows more than the other and they don't come together to understand what is it actually speaking to us because it's one message, we interpret it differently. But it doesn't take away the fact that there's only one meaning in it. Yeah, you know what I mean? Exactly. There's really one meaning. And sometimes you have to take it far and, you know, reading the, obviously you always have to read in context, but go, you know, to different verses, different books within the Bible, like on the Old Testament, in the New Testament, and then understand what it's trying to speak to you. Rather, what people want to do is they want to take it on face value, already spot the differences and split. It's almost like, us humans are almost so like programmed to split from each other every time we encounter disagreement.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, like even within the dating thing, like not to even go that far with it, but even with that, now men and women don't even have the healthy understanding that when there's a problem, it's a good thing. You're supposed to work through the problem. That's why you guys are different. You're not supposed to be the same. You're not robots. Yeah. So work through the problem, work through the issue rather than just giving up on it. And it kind of seems like that with Christians too nowadays that just because there's a difference, I got my belief, you got yours, you're wrong, I'm right. And then it just goes back and forth.
Yeah.
And look, sometimes it is fruitful, but sometimes it's actually not fruitful. Sometimes it's actually going against what God called us to do is to love each other, right? And to really passionately accept each other's, I guess, viewpoints, but in a way where it's not, okay, you're wrong and I'm right. Let's all learn together. And then guess what? At the end of the day, when you both put God in the middle, right? And say, I'm not willing to prove my point because of my ego. I'm literally trying to really understand this because God said it this way. When you both have that mindset, there's no way you guys don't come to the right understanding on what God's speaking to you.
So the issue is you will still come to different understandings. That's the issue. If you don't have the church and the tradition, church fathers guiding it, it's like I can read the Bible and you can read the Bible and we could, certain verses could stand out to us more. So faith and works is a big one, right? There are certain verses which if you interpret in a certain way and you isolate them without the context of all the other verses that talk about works, you could say I'm saved by faith alone and what I do doesn't matter. I could be an axe murderer for all I care, right? And so that's, and you're not even trying to be deceptive or anything. You legitimately came to that conclusion on your own. What we need is a tiebreaker, right? If by the Bible alone was enough for us to come to these conclusions on the Bible, well, then there would just be one denomination, but there isn't. People are coming to different conclusions, right? You know, so clearly the Bible alone isn't enough, right?
Because of different reasons.
Yeah.
Look, I mean, I guess we're going to have to really, really unpack that statement itself, what we mean when we say, okay, is it Bible alone or is it Bible and this, right? It's like we have to understand what we mean by that because for me, I would be more than okay with making a statement, Bible alone. This is why, because when you open up the Bible, you see all the traditions there. So you can say that it's Bible alone. Other things came with it. So the Bible itself can stand alone, right? You open up that Bible, and then that's where you get the traditions from. Paul's teachings into how to build a church, how to have church discipline, how to run such and such, how to be a follower of Christ by looking at these prophets and these people as examples. This is what comes with the traditions. But you cannot just take the tradition and say, we could have this without the Bible. So I think it's Bible alone. And then the traditions is something you can't ignore because it comes from the Bible. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, it's tough. We're kind of playing fire. It's like, if you take the Bible and like, what you need this tradition to pretty much instruct you how to interpret the Bible. And that's going to be stable, right? Not only are you going to find denominations that all think different things about what the Bible says about certain verses, what an individual, you could go be in a denomination. Let's say you're in a non-denominational, right? Like you literally have no tradition. So it's really whatever the pastor who you're looking at today wants to think about the Bible. And it's not even just that pastor, because we've all experienced it throughout our lives. We were talking about this with Tyler. What we think and believe on a day-to-day basis, it changes. We're humans. We're not like God, who is just like perfectly set, you know?
Right.
And so even that individual is going to change over the time during a denomination. You're going to be very confused about what's right, what's wrong, and whatnot. What you want to have is a tradition that has stood the test of time for 2,000 years, has remained unchanged. That is what I'm going to put my faith into. You know what I mean?
So when we speak on something that's unchanging, like where do we draw the line with something that is unchanging? Because look, as we develop, there's some things that whether we want it or not, we change a little bit. It's just the core traditions is what you're getting at. So it's not all of it like the exact same, which I don't want to play on the words. I know that's not what you mean, but I'm just trying to get to the root of everything.
It's like things like we were talking about this before, like take for example, not even just homosexuality, right? Which I think that's a big one because that's usually the first thing that goes, you'll notice. And Orthodoxy has just never in 2000 years ever said that homosexual marriage is legitimate, right? So many Protestant denominations have caved on that, right? But it's also things like you guys were saying before how Eugene believes that Jews are God's chosen people and all of them will be saved at the end, right? Yeah. These are really troubling things to believe because if you actually believe that, you would believe that you are saved by your ethnicity, which it's right throughout the New Testament. That's not the case. So it's interesting. You have somebody like Eugene, which by the way, I love Eugene. He's a very well-meaning guy and whatnot, but he probably believes in the Bible alone. But using the Bible alone, he's coming to conclusions that aren't in the Bible, you know?
He also listens to a lot of political stuff too. And I think that's where, because even when we speak to him sometimes, like he definitely has the better understanding than me in the revelation part of it. He knows more than I do in revelation. However, I also do know that there are some things that when he does share, it is more political than probably biblical. And it's not just with him, but it's with a lot of people is the way the politics sometimes plays into just religion and God. It's just like they try to draw their own perspective on religion just so they can get those people who are Christians attached to what's going on in the world. And that's where that spiritual and the ignorance plays into people getting hooked into the world, living in the world, also making themselves think that they are living or walking with the Lord. Now, this isn't with everybody, but I do know some people, though, that claim to be Christians, but in reality, they're more of the world than of heaven.